serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah taking effect overnight and as of now is holding. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Under the agreement, Hezbollah and Israel will observe a 60-day truce. During that period, Hezbollah fighters will move north away from Israel's border and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from Lebanon. In the last few months, the exchange of fire has left more than 3,000 dead in Lebanon and at least 70 Israelis killed.
President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, visiting the Texas border with Mexico yesterday as reports surface that the incoming administration is looking for ways to strip federal resources from cities who refuse to take part in mass deportations. The Northeast is preparing for a wet, rainy Thanksgiving Day. Security stepped up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. One of the busiest travel days of the year is happening right now. Sunday also expected to be very crowded. This is ABC News. Police in New York City say they have stopped one of the largest theft rings they've ever seen. Five people were arrested, accused of stealing nearly $2 million worth of merchandise from places like Macy's, Ulta Beauty, and Sephora. Up for auction today, some of the biggest names in bourbon.
Looking for hard-to-find bottles of bourbon to toast the holidays or add to a collection? Starting Wednesday, Kentucky opens its first online auction of confiscated alcohol. A new state law allows alcohol from closed criminal investigations to be auctioned off. Bourbons up for sale include two bottles of old Rip Van Winkle, a Blanton single barrel gold in a box with Japanese markings, and a bottle of Four Roses small batch barrel strength 2011. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Australia is a step closer to becoming the first country in the world to ban kids under 16 from social media. The Australian House overwhelmingly passing the bill today. Now it heads over to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Bartholer Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Martholer Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., stop by the Stanley Movie Theater in Stanley to see the local documentary of the Cornell Fire Department that's making smoke. Each of the movie dates will be benefiting a local fire department, so spread the word like wildfire. The documentary is called A Spark Can Ignite a Community. The first airing date is Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m., benefiting Gilman Fire Departments. The second is Sunday, December 8th at 7, benefiting the Thorpe Area Fire Department. The third is Sunday, December 29th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting the Boyd Edson Delmar Fire Department. The fourth is Sunday, January 5th at 5 p.m., benefiting the Stanley Fire Department. And the sixth and final date is Sunday, January 5th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting Cadott Fire Department. Once again, that's beginning Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Stanley Movie Theater for the Best of Us Fire Department fundraisers. Don't be a victim of a holiday scam this season. Lisa Hale has more.
Scams are a global business. Grant Wheat, the Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union, warns consumers not to become one of the 57,000 people every day taken in by a scam.
If it seems too good to be true, then it probably is, right? So from websites to charities to payment ways, if it's not something you've done before or have taken advantage of before, and it just seems too good to be true, then it probably is.
Wheat says holiday scams can come in the form of travel deals, look-alike online stores, and even fake charities.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jean Marie Klimowski, age 74, of Phillips, died on November 18th at the family farm. Jean is survived by her children, Laura McKay, Dana McCullough, and John Klimowski. Survived further by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Judy Underwood, Lois Esplund, by Larry Hsu, by Nancy Brown, and by Thomas Hughes, further survived by her in-laws. A memorial mass to be held on Saturday, December 7th at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation starts at 9 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Marie Klamowski, age 74, of Phillips. Timothy Paul Luloff, age 56, of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 25th, at his home. He is survived by his sisters, Laura Zillinger Deal of Butternut, along with Ilame Helker of Ojibwa, by Dawn Heck of Gilman, by Rochelle Berkeley of Salem, Oregon, further survived by his brothers, Ewan of Two Rivers, by Brad of Glidden, Kevin of Park Falls, Dwayne of Laramie, Wyoming, Jeffrey of Park Falls, Patrick of Loretta, Paul of Helensville, and by Philip of Park Falls, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of life to be held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, November 30th at 11 a.m. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the celebration of life. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Paul Luloff, age 56, of Park Falls. It is with deep sadness that we announce the passing of Lorraine Stunkel, age 84, who passed away November 19th at her home in Kenan. Lorraine is survived by her loving husband, Lloyd, by her daughter, Lori, and by her sons, Larry, Lyndon, Lloyd, and Leslie. Further survived by her 18 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, by her sister, Margaret, further survived by her sister-in-law, by her brother-in-law, and by her daughter-in-law, along with many nieces and nephews. Funeral services are Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m., at the Zion Lutheran Church in Kenan, with Pastor John Truen officiating. Visitation starts at 9:30 a.m., with a service following at 11 a.m. A luncheon will be served in the church hall after the service. This has been the funeral notice for Lorraine Stunkel. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brook Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. linebacker when they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We have some great travel weather for you this holiday weekend, but grab the warm jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 29, wind will be northwest at 5. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with flurries in the afternoon, our high 24. By Friday and Saturday, highs will only reach the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19. 98Q
Country. Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it. You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
Can you hear me now?
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah,
the sound of your heartbeat with mine. The look in your eyes like a window. The taste of your kiss soaked in wine. Every little thing, I remember every little. You left my heart on the floor. Baby, your ghost still haunts me, but I don't wanna sleep with him no more. Every little thing, I remember every little. Tonight I remember every little thing. I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. I remember every little thing. I'm haunted by the memories of every little thing. The high, the hurt.
Breakfast, our real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
That love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love me. You, and don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you, and don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knocked me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips, and girl, the list goes on and on and on. want you, and don't do something for me.
Something
where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see there ain't much.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? Asking questions for you, get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? Do it, wake it up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you, get a bandy. Now someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? Asking questions for you, get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? Do it, wake it up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you, get a bandy. I just had to let you know. For someone like me, I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you, get a bandy.
98 Q Country, Thomas Rhett right there, and beautiful as you. Hold on just a second here. I dropped something. Oh. Dropped something over here. All right. Cleaning up all the stuff from the Deer Hunters Roundup as we do each morning, no matter who, it doesn't matter who's here. Deer Hunters Roundup ends, and we're just like, all right, we're good. We'll see you in the morning. And we are ready for another one tonight. We had a lot of fun. I learned something, though, last night. I learned something. I did not listen to the show. Just a tweak here and there. I took the night off gray. Had, of course, Big G and Austin and the crew in here last night. But I learned something after last night's show and the quality of the show last night. I learned from an old lesson back in when would it have been? Late 90s, 2000, 2001. There was a young quarterback by the name of Drew Bledsoe for the New England Patriots who decided that he wasn't going to play because he was injured. He needed to take a game off. And he stepped aside, and another qualified young man by the name of Tom Brady stepped in. And Drew Bledsoe never saw the field again for the New England Patriots. And Tom Brady went on to be the greatest quarterback of all time. I think that might be what have happened last night. I think it was a great show. Gray and the guys did a great job. So I think I'm on the trade block is what I'm trying to... No, it's always nice to be able to share the mic and have other people step in and give the old guy a little bit of a break. We'll be back tonight, though. Sausage is going to be in from the infamous, the FPH Country Club. He's been coming in for the last couple of years, so he'll be coming in tonight to join us in studio and taking your calls again. If you want to share the joy from Saturday's show, from Monday's show, from Tuesday's show, the YouTube video is pretty cool to see what goes on in the studio. And the audio is radio quality, or you can just listen back to the audio only at 98qcountry.com also. So you can take all that in. All right, we have a key word of the day. Let's see here. Where did I put it over here? Let's get you the key word so you can possibly win our Text to Win prize package valued at, I believe, $150. I think there's 50 to Lena's, 75 to... or 50 to Lena's, 25 to Bader's and Seed and Feed, and then I think a Deer Hunter's Roundup sweatshirt in there. Brand new, by the way. If you want to look at that at the 98qcountry.com Deer Hunter's Roundup page, take a look at it, maybe order one for family, friends for Christmas. There you go. So today's keyword is Bader's, one of our title sponsors. B-A-D-E-R-S. So text us that keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You got until midnight tonight to do that, and then you'll be in for the random drawing. Yesterday's winner has already been texted and notified, so if you didn't get that, you are a loser.
You get nothing. Uh-huh. You lose. Good day, sir.
But you can try again. You can only win once, like every 60 days. Through the Civic Media app. So if you're trying to enter and it's saying you have already won in the last 60 days, that would be the reason why. Oh, we got a high school boys season going last night. A couple of teams around the area got some games in. Shawamigan got to go down and play in that fancy schmancy Spencer Dome down there. And that was a good one. 65-60. Spencer came away with a close win on that one. Drummond top winter. Columbus Catholic was a winner over the Rib Lake boys in action last night. You heard the Phillips girls beat Shawamigan over on Trail Mix 103.1. We'll have that game log for you, archived for you. A little bit later on here this morning, we're catching up and getting everything archived, and we're preparing for Thanksgiving tomorrow. What's your responsibility for Thanksgiving? Mine is a pumpkin pie. I hinted that I didn't want anything to do with the apple pie. I may still slice an apple or do something with that. But my responsibilities will be limited when it comes to the apple pie. But the pumpkin pie will be my responsibility again. Carving of the turkey. We're doing something different. We're going to talk about this during Reality Radio this morning. I'm going to see if I can get Gray and guys in here to talk about a process of cooking a turkey that I was not only unaware of, but I was also awkward with the word to describe the way that you cook the turkey this way. And apparently it takes a lot less time. And I warned my wife. I said, this is a gamble. I said, we've never cooked a turkey this way before, and we're going to do this on the big day. I mean, it's like going to the Super Bowl and then saying, all right, Let's put in a whole new offense. Just like, whoa, wait a minute here. Let's not ruin this. So my wife, I don't know if she's 100% sold on this way that she is going to prepare the turkey this year. I don't even want to say the word, the description of what it is, because I'm uncomfortable with it. So I'll wait. wait until Reality Radio, and we'll talk about it. You probably have heard of it already, but I'm not a big, huge in all the cooking shows and stuff like that and the fancy terms. So we'll chat about that. Reality Radio, not a whole lot going on Reality Radio today, but we'll see if we can find. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. AAA says that 80 million Americans will travel to see family this Thanksgiving. They always like to put a number on it. The Weather Channel likes to do it too. 43 million people will be affected by cold weather this week. They like to put that number. It used to be, the state of Tennessee and southeast, the United States will be getting a cold front. Now, they like to say 43 million people will be affected. It's just the dramatic words in weather are too much. I used to watch the Weather Channel to relax. Now sometimes I turn it on, I'm just like, all right, you're stressing me out here, people. Bomb cyclone, come on, really? Let's move on here. So the very first Thanksgiving meal is believed to have been held in 1621. Is that breaking news today? I don't know if that's breaking news. That is the year, I guess, they estimate that the first Thanksgiving meal was held. We have Packer football tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day of football, whether you just have it on in the background or whatever. Everybody, Viking fans, Packer fans, will all be cheering for the Bears to beat the Lions. That'll be a tough task in Detroit tomorrow. Although the Packers did it last year, didn't they? Didn't they go to Detroit and beat them last year on Thanksgiving Day? It's a perfect day of football because you got a game of interest at 11:30 with the Bears and the Lions. And then you've got a 3 o'clock game with the Cowboys and the Giants. You can just either turn that off or just turn the sound down because neither one of those teams are going anywhere this year. And then the nighttime game, you got the Packers, of course, hosting Tua. And the Dolphins, ever since this Tua guy, their quarterback, came back, the Dolphins have been pretty good, and they have a history of being very, very good offensively. The Packer defense will be tested in this game. The cold weather may be a neutralizer. 7:20 will be the kickoff, and we'll have that for you tomorrow night with a pregame. You can slip in the headphones and listen to 98Q Country in the pregame at 5:03. Tomorrow, right here on 98Q. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on. So let's get you rolling here. News and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah taking effect overnight and as of now is holding. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Under the agreement, Hezbollah and Israel will observe a 60-day truce. During that period, Hezbollah fighters will move north away from Israel's border and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from Lebanon. In the last few months, the exchange of fire has left more than 3,000 dead in Lebanon and at least 70 Israelis killed.
President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, visiting the Texas border with Mexico yesterday as reports surface that the incoming administration is looking for ways to strip federal resources from cities who refuse to take part in mass deportations. The Northeast is preparing for a wet, rainy Thanksgiving Day. Security stepped up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. One of the busiest travel days of the year is happening right now. Sunday also expected to be very crowded. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Lakeland Union High School is hosting their 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair. The Lakeland Union High School Music Boosters invite you to join them for a day of relaxing shopping, crafts, gifts, concessions, and a bake sale. For craft show information, you can contact Joanne Bartlett at 715-892-5114. And they advise you to please be cautious. Only Joanne can register any tables for the sale. Please call or text her directly for information. And do not attempt to make any table reservations online. Once again, that number is 715-892-5114 for Joanne Bartlett for craft show information. And once again, the 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair at the Lakeland Union High School Commons in Minocqua is taking place Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go out and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests actually allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brook Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. linebacker, when they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I don't know. Local sports notes here. Boys basketball last night. Spencer at home. They beat Shawamigan 65-60. It was Drummond topping the Winter boys 73-38, and Columbus Catholic beat the Rib Lake boys last night 53-37. On the girls' side, it Merrill topping Ashland 82-51. The Phillips girls topped Shawamigan 77-32. And the Winter girls winning over Drummond 60-52. The Prentice girls, they topped Abbotsford 48-39. And it was the Rib Lake girls last night. They were winners over Athens by a score of 69-35.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com. N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com. Or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
This Thanksgiving, gather at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, where tradition meets taste. Join Terry for homemade delights from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy a savory selection of honey and brown sugar glazed ham, tender beef tips, pork roast over wild rice with cranberries and pecans, traditional turkey with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, green beans in a cream sauce, and more. Just $24 per adult, $12 for kids 6 to 12, and $6 for kids under 5. Make it a Thanksgiving filled with warmth and flavor at Northwoods Supper Club. Experience the magic of the season at Hometown Holiday in Glidden on Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This festive event is packed with nonstop activities, Christmas music, and, of course, a special visit from Santa Claus. Kids will love the Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church, where creativity and laughter abound. Meanwhile, families can join the exciting Santa Fun Run, a delightful trek through town that leads you from business to business as you collect puzzle pieces for a chance to win amazing prizes. Discover holiday treasures and unique finds from over 30 crafters spread across 9 locations. Plus, try your luck with several raffles, including a thrilling 50-50 raffle. Santa himself will be available to meet and greet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Glidden School campus, making for perfect holiday photo opportunities. Wrap up the day in style by watching the parade on Grant Street at 5:15 p.m., a joyful spectacle to close out the celebrations. For more details, visit GliddenWI.org/hometownholiday. Don't miss this magical day of hometown cheer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some great travel weather for you this holiday weekend, but grab the warm jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 29, wind will be northwest at 5. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with flurries in the afternoon, our high 24. By Friday and Saturday, highs will only reach the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
98Q Country.
Country. round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row. Watch the corn grow, baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over and get a little closer. You can play my radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. I wanna take a little ride with you.
Turkey, taters,
yummy,
and today's best country.
That's right.
Life is good.
98 Q Country.
But I shouldn't be.
baby.
Country.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. And I said, meet me in the morning. And she told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she told us.
Morgan Wallen at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. So what's your secret Thanksgiving recipe? What's your family thing? You know, something that maybe your family does that other people don't do? Or there's a recipe that... there's. I think every family has that one thing, whether it be at Thanksgiving or whatever, a food that only your family makes it that way. You've never gone to a family reunion or somewhere and you've had it and you've had that same food and you're like, ooh, somebody duplicated our... Everybody has that one thing, right? For me, for our family, it's a corn casserole that my wife makes, and it's a family recipe. And it's got, I think my mom used to make it with saltine crackers. I don't think my wife does, but it's I don't know. I, you know, it's to the point now where I don't ask. My wife is the only one who can do it, who can put it together. Well, I suppose I could, but this is what I tell her anyway, because I really don't want to do it. So we double the batch, so we have leftovers. But there's corn, and it's not just like a cream corn. There's stuff going on in there. And I don't even know what's in there, but I've never had it anywhere else. Some people have maybe tried to make it, but then they do ridiculous things like, trying to add, like celery or something to it. Come on. I'm a simple kind of guy. I mean, you give me potato salad, just potato salad. You know, maybe a smidge of an onion here or there. I don't want it all dollied up with other stuff. I want to taste the egg. I want to taste the potato. That's what I want to taste. You're messing with it. So I like the simple stuff. I'm not a big fan of the salads that have like 82 things in them. You know, it's just like, well, what's that? Is that a nut or is that a raisin? What is that? Anytime I eat a food and I'm asking myself, what is that? That's not me. That's just not me. You may love that stuff. You may love, throw it all in there. I'll figure it out. For me, pretty simple kind of guy. You know, the corn casserole, the original, of course, you can't. Potatoes are cheap enough now. Let's put down the box stuffing, the box of mashed potatoes. Let's push that aside, because the potatoes are pretty cheap. I mean, if you keep your eyes open, you can get a lot of potatoes for a little bit of money. So just a little bit of effort, a little peeling, a little boiling, and you can have a lot of potatoes for a little bit of money. So potatoes are pretty simple. I put a little bit of gravy on there. I'm not going to douse it up again. I'm not looking to cover up the flavor of the potatoes. Put a little bit of butter on there. Ooh, that's good. And just maybe a dabbing of gravy. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people who likes to put gravy over everything? You got like the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes, and then you get the gravy at the end, and you're like, all right, I'll cover it all up. Mixer, that's not me. I don't do that. I don't want the gravy. I don't want the gravy to take over my heart, and I don't want it to take over my plate. Because then the gravy gets mixed in with the cranberries, and then you're in trouble. We'll talk a little Thanksgiving coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about a process of baking a turkey in the oven that I had never heard of before. And I'm not sure. I think my wife is going to do it. I'm very uncomfortable with what it's called. And we'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour during Reality Radio. Deer Hunters Roundup. You're trying to think of what the word is, aren't you? Deer Hunters Roundup. We're back on the air with it again tonight. Hope you'll join us at 6 o'clock.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
Saving money on new vanity lights now at Menards. Find your style with our huge in-stock selection of Patriot Lighting vanity lights. We have a variety of styles and finishes to match your needs. Right now, get $10 off a qualifying purchase of $75 or more on all stock indoor vanity and wall lights. Stores close Thanksgiving. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot. If you're working on getting ready for company,
a lot of company,
make sure you're ready with Black Friday savings. Get up to 40% off select appliances, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select kitchen appliances. Upgrade your kitchen with top brands like GE Profile and get sleek cutting-edge appliances to make sure you've
got hosting handled.
Yeah, you do. Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances this holiday at the Home Depot. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's border czar visiting Texas as reports surface about how the new administration plans to deal with so-called sanctuary cities.
Donald Trump is doubling down on his plan for mass deportations. We're learning this morning that his advisors are discussing a plan to strip federal resources from Democratic-run cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented.